Here we go.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
Loud noises!
I know kung fu.
This is madness!
Where are you?
Hey everyone, and welcome to a special edition of the 8-Bit Geek. We are reviewing Batman vs. Superman. We've all seen it. You've probably all seen it, but it doesn't matter. It's made $475 million at the box office or some crazy number like that. I don't know. But we're going to give our thoughts on this. And if you haven't seen it, spoilers, first of all. There's going to be a lot of them. We're going to talk a little bit in depth about what we thought about the film, the miscues, the great things, the bad things, and everything in between. I am Jeremy, and with me today is...
I'm Doug.
Hi, Doug. I'm Kevin. Nice to meet
I'm
you.
I'm CW's Doug, the better version.
And I'm the CD... I'm DCPC.
What?
That doesn't... PC versus Mac? I don't know. I thought that's what we were going for.
No.
So what did you guys overall think? We'll start there. What did you guys overall think of the film when you got out of it?
I enjoyed it. I did have a good time watching it. There were definitely moments in this movie where I was like, this, like, towards the last, I saw some people that were like, it took too long to get the last, like, quarter where it was like the best. And I'm the opposite. I was like, everything up until the last quarter was awesome. And then the final villain, everything was too much. Didn't need to be there. They could have found another way to do in this movie, and it would have been great. It would have been a great movie had they not shoehorned the main villain in at the very end.
I mean, we could say it's spoilers, so.
Yeah, Doomsday.
Yeah.
Kevin, their version of Doomsday.
What'd you think,
Yeah, I was going to say Doomsday in quotes.
Well, and here's my thing. Again, having read so many comics over the years, and even though Superman's not my favorite, there are like 40 origin stories for Doomsday.
And...
Like, literally, one of them is, like, they use, like, Superman's DNA. And then one is a virus, and Jimmy Olsen is Doomsday. Yeah. So,
I don't,
like, they may have said, like, this is a different universe in the comics. Like, it's the same characters, but, like, that's why they're, like, that's why Superman killed somebody in the last movie. That's why Batman murdered so many people.
He killed so many people.
That's the thing is I thought about when somebody else brought that up, and they were like, it's not true to the comics. Motherfucker, it is not the comic. And I look at it as, you can even look at it as a separate comic by itself. Like, it is a reboot. It's a different story.
New 52.
It's the new 50. It's the 53.
So in an extra week,
yeah.
Well, and that's like, I don't know, like, we don't get mad when, like, they change origin stories in or as mad like when they change origin stories or change characters in, like, the Marvel universe. I feel like it's a fucking, like, just
pass.
Eh, whatever,
they get a pass.
Yeah, and so I don't understand why we shit so hard on DC. I don't know if it's because we expect more from them or what, but, like, their track record hasn't been as high.
Like, I believe they get a pass. Oh, like, Marvel gets a pass in a way because they're stupid enough to not own the whole universe.
Yeah, true.
Once again, with X-Men, they can't use, without X-Men, they can't say mutants. So they have to say Inhumans.
That's what I liked a little bit that they shared with DC shared with the CW is that they're still calling them metahumans.
Yeah. Which, well, is again, it's all within their own property, production house, essentially. They can call everything whatever they want. But
Warner Brothers owns everything.
But at the same time, like, I'm trying to think of a character specifically. But I was thinking of one earlier. I was like, well, this is a Marvel character that way changed the origin story, and, like, no one gave a fuck. And it was so different. Like, shit, who was it? There was someone very specific. I was like, well, his origin story is super different.
You think about that. Kevin, what did you think of the film?
I went in there with super low expectations. Actually, I bought my ticket the day of because I was like, fuck it, I'll do this. And plus, I knew we wanted to talk about it. And I bought it. And you know what? I was actually with it. And there was a twist in the movie that we'll talk about later that I was really into. And then, like Doug said, that last quarter of the movie shouldn't have happened. It was a fucking cop-out. And once again, I'm a cop, and it's... I'm what you said, the comics are different from the movies. I have to now realize that, but I grew up, my very first comic graphic novel series was The Death of Superman. So the Doomsday introduction was, to me, that was like the thing I've been wanting all the time, but they completely fucked it up. Mm-hmm. They just, they, they went above and beyond how to fuck shit up on it. And that just, it lost me after that. Yeah. I literally mouthed it. I don't know if I said it under my breath. I was like, you know, when they were when they were giving him a name or whatever, I was like, don't be Doomsday. Don't be Doomsday. Fuck this.
Yeah. I think we talked about this before when they were like, when they showed him the trailer and we're like, okay, Doomsday. And then there were people online that, you know, the, well, oh, maybe it's not Doomsday. Like, maybe it's Wraith, because Wraith is the...
Wraith! That was the one I was trying to tell you.
Is a Doomsday... Like, we talked about this in the text. Is a Doomsday-like creature, like, also from Krypton, blah, 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 actually made from Zod's body?
Exactly. And like, I would have been completely on board with that.
But I feel like maybe that was the original plan, and then they went like, but no one knows who Wraith is. And we can't have Wraith kill Superman, spoiler. We can't have Wraith, you know, it has to be Doomsday. Mm-hmm. Like... And then they just shoehorned him in at the end, and it was just
they venomed him from Spider-Man 3. Venomed him.
Yeah, absolutely.
I had a lot of fun with the film. I enjoyed it for the most part, but I'm on board with you guys. I didn't feel connected to anyone in this film. I just felt like, you know, I wasn't looking forward to the next thing, and I just wasn't like. I don't know. There just wasn't this constant flow like I felt with every other Marvel film or with superhero film or Deadpool, where it you know, pushes you to the next scene and you're excited about it and everything. Mm-hmm. I wasn't excited about the last fight scene. I wasn't excited about... And the stuff that I would have been excited for, I saw in the trailers, like that big Batman fight scene. And I was just like, oh, fuck, this is ruined for me now. Yeah. But
especially when it was like so late in the movie.
Yeah.
It was one of those, like, if it had been like a first fight scene and that was like, the first time you saw a fight, you'd have been like, oh shit, this is number one. What's going to come later?
Yeah.
But it's like one of his final fight scenes. Now, granted, the movie version is like an additional 5 minutes long and like another 20 people died. But,
right.
It was like, I've seen most of this. That was a problem. That's the biggest failure of this movie, I feel like, is that they show too much. I feel like even if we went to see this movie and we'd had Doomsday in it, but we didn't know that Doomsday was supposed to be in it to begin with, it would have been a nice twist, even though it would have been like, it's still like a, well, I don't care for how they did it, but kudos for keeping that under wraps.
Let's go around the room here and just say, let's point out the great things that you liked about the movie, and then we'll get into the stuff that they completely botched. So we'll start with the good thing. I'm in agreement with mostly everybody that Batman was the highlight of this film.
It was easily. Yeah, like, you know, what this movie made me more excited for was, like, I am more excited to see a Ben Affleck Batman movie. It doesn't have to be directed by Zack Snyder. I don't think it's going to be.
No, I think the deal is that Ben Affleck is directing his own Batman film.
Fuck me, yes. See, and like, and it was awesome, and he was great. I wish we'd had more of him, and it's a shame that they had to split the movie between him and Superman, because Superman's story was fucking boring.
It was boring as shit.
But like Batman, I'm like, okay, we got to see a little bit of like the like engineer brilliant version of him, like trying to get like making the breaking down the kryptonite or whatever to make the weapons and doing all that stuff. And then we got to see a little bit of like the James Bondy version where he's like sneaking around and hooking up hard drives. And then we got to see the badass fighter Batman that we haven't really gotten to see in a movie yet. Absolutely. Not just the, like, brutal. Look at my tech gadgets, but brute force Batman. Mm-hmm. Like, Arkham series Batman flying around rooms breaking people's bones.
He nailed it, and he may end up becoming my favorite Batman of in TV. I mean, on film. Like, he's just... I can already see it coming, because that's the one thing I was just like, holy fuck, he's so good.
Yeah, he's good. And then he's a beast.
Yeah.
He's fucking huge.
He's just a monster.
Right. Yeah, he is. And it's like, I mean, you see, it's kind of like the Frank Miller's Dark Knight Batman.
Mm-hmm. And especially in the design of the suit, for sure.
Oh, yeah. And the thing I like about it, I'll give him a pass on killing people, because as you could tell, he's the older, grittier Batman, but he's seen some shit. You know, you look at the costume with Joker's spray paint on it, you know that he's been around. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I can understand why he's killing now, because he even says in the movie at one point, he was like, you know, he's like, there comes a time when you gotta get it done.
Yeah, and he said that criminals are weeds. When you get rid of one, another one pops up.
Yeah, yeah, he was a lot darker, yeah, and that's fine. And I'm cool with Batman killing people. I don't know. I laughed at it because I was like, well, there goes the fucking chivalry out the window or whatever.
Yeah, well, but, like you said, you can tell you've seen some shit. Not only mentioning like the bat suit, but like, dude, fucking Wayne Manor was toast.
Yeah,
like what happened? Mm-hmm. Like he was in like
it's blown a new, up like twice since.
Yeah, he was in like a new sleek like little place on the property, but like. I mean, Wayne Manor was just a shell.
Yeah.
So that makes me. I'm so curious as to what happened and what made him into this kind of Batman that doesn't really seem to give a shit about the collateral damage of people and maybe stuff. Because, like, from the first time you see him driving that Batmobile, which was also fucking sick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, dude, he crashed that one car and then grabbed it with a line and then dragged it around and then threw it and its passengers on top of another car.
Yeah.
like dead.
Yeah.
Eight people just died.
Like, you know what? And in this instance too, you know who didn't get enough screen time that definitely deserved it? Fucking Alfred. Jeremy Irons as Alfred was fantastic.
He was so angry. Like
every little scene he was in, he fucking stole it.
Mm-hmm. He was so fed up with Batman. Like after 20 years of fighting, he's just like, just find a fucking woman and have a kid. Can you please do that? Can you please? Yeah,
can you just do this one thing, please? Just this one normal thing. Can you do that?
Can you be so normal?
Time once? Runs out.
Wayne generations can go on. Yeah,
I thought they missed a great opportunity for a comedic relief is when he spent all this time like fixing the goddamn Batmobile, and then here comes Batman rolling into the Batcave with it fucking like. On one wheel, and like just shit falling off of it after Superman knocked him into the gas station. And I was just like, Oh, Alfred's gonna flip. I was like, come on. And then they didn't show that. And I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the things I thought was really interesting that they did that I don't know if I ever noticed until maybe about a year. Maybe a year or two ago. I was talking with my boss. He's a huge Batman fan. We're talking about stuff, you know, blah, blah, blah. Martha Kent. I was like, what's Superman's mom's name?
Martha.
Like, I couldn't remember. And he was like, Martha. And I was like, Martha Kent and Martha Wayne? Did they not have any other names in the 40s for moms? Like, come on. And he was like, holy shit, I don't think I've ever really thought of that. Mm-hmm. Or, like, noticed or whatever.
I didn't either.
That's fucking interesting. And so it's interesting to use that in this movie. Yeah. Like, just something that, like, I never once thought of that. Like, oh shit, that's crazy.
What'd you guys think of fucking what's his face? Lex Luthor.
I liked him,
but I thought he was a little over the top in some of the scenes. I think that he could have been wrangled in a little bit. I like how like my favorite scene of him was at the where was it? At the it's not the Senate, it's at the where was he when they were doing the big debate and Superman goes in and...
That was just the courthouse.
Yeah,
the Metropolis courthouse.
I loved Lex Luthor in that scene because I felt like he was even keeled there. Like, it was the perfect match of his craziness plus his, you know, just trying to stay calm or whatnot. But at the end, it lost me a little bit when he's like... between the bars. And I was just like, that's more like Riddler, you know, kind of like...
True, he would have made a great Riddler. I also think it was really interesting at the very end is that, like, they're laying ground for Darkseid, like, without doubt. But he makes mention of, like you know, they've heard the bell is rung, they've heard the call, mm-hmm. and you're like, how do you know this?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
you're crazy, but, like, I have a feeling, like, he's crazy because, like, he, too, has seen some shit. Mm-hmm. As of recently, I don't know what it is or what could have happened, but... He knows something's happening or something's coming. And so it's weird. And I want to know more about that because, yeah, like he was off his rocker. And again, when he says that line, you're like, oh, motherfucker, how do you know? Mm-hmm. Like, this shit just happened.
And for, like, I was telling Doug about that the night of. I was like, how many people, it was fucking meta. How many people fucking pulled the script out of their fucking back pocket as they were on screen? Because, like, Superman kept fucking, you know, saying something like, at one point, he knew Bruce Wayne was Bruce, but he didn't.
Yeah,
it
he goes
was never
Bruce.
Revealed.
He goes, Bruce. And I'm like, well, they never revealed that he knew.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure
I'm pretty sure he knew when he was talking to Alfred.
Oh, the second.
Yeah.
I'm guaranteed, like, the second he probably, like, at the gala event or whatever, yeah, and he heard, because super hearing, he heard him talking, and, you know, Alfred, like you said, talking to Bruce, telling him where he needed to go. Like, clue one. Clue two. He's got super hearing. Like, he can hear people's heartbeats and shit. Like, he probably was just like second he saw Batman was like, oh my god, you think that voice thing's gonna confuse me? I can hear your voice loud and clear without it. Like,
that voice thing, man.
No, that's like witness protection. He knows. Like, even I think it's like Justice League War or Origins, whatever their most recent New 52 stuff is. I'm pretty sure it's like immediately he calls him out for being Bruce Wayne because he's just like, you know who I, you know. Like, I can see through your suit. You know that, right? Like,
yeah.
I literally just saw your face. Like, I know who you are.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't know. But it was like a lot of meta fucking acting. And I was like, that was throwing me off too. I was like, did I miss something? I mean, I've been here the whole time, but they didn't reveal anything, like, you know.
The,
I guess I just assume that you, again, like, maybe you know these characters a little bit.
They've been around for a little while.
Yeah, it's been around for a little bit. This isn't the first Superman movie.
And it's been 18
or the second.
And it's been 18 months
since. Fucking make them all knowing, okay? You got to give them a fucking, you got to surprise them somehow.
Yeah, but you had over a year in between the incidents of Metropolis and Man of Steel and then this movie.
Right. So it's almost 2 years actually. Yeah, it was like 16 months.
Yeah, so it said 18 months, and so I think that, you know, some shit has gone down in between that time.
And also, again, he can see X-ray vision. He literally looked at his face.
I think you're just making shit up. I don't know. We'll see.
Let's see. Let's talk a little bit about the stuff that kind of got lost. I don't think that the desert scene, even though it was really cool to see, I thought it was going to play a bigger role, and it was completely not needed. It did not serve the story at all, other than it was just a dream sequence.
Right.
It was really weird because once again you see Darkseid's symbol in the ground, and then it had the parademons. So it's like, how do you people know about this stuff apparently when you don't know about this stuff?
Exactly.
What I thought when I first saw that scene and then the alluding scene afterwards with Flash, where Flash was kind of popping out of a portal, was the twist I thought. I was like, holy shit, they're actually going to use like the Injustice storyline where basically some timeline got really fucked up, so they go and warn the other timeline about it, and that's why Superman was evil, because in Injustice the video game, basically Joker sets off a bomb, it ends up killing Lois, and Superman just loses his shit.
Mm-hmm. And he kills Joker
and just goes on a fucking killing spree, and so all the heroes are trying to save him. So in Injustice, you try to prevent that, and I thought that was what was going to happen. I was like, maybe we were fucking fooled all along. I was like, this movie's going to be awesome, and no, it just ended up, that was a little dream sequence, didn't really do anything to the story.
There was a lot of dream sequences. Like, even at the beginning of the film, when you see Bruce start flying, I go, the fuck is happening in this film? Mm-hmm. And then I was like, and then I was so relieved when I was like, oh good, oh, it's just a dream.
And in the dream, the bats lift me into the light. I'm like, oh, thank god.
When I started seeing that, I go, no wonder why everyone hated this fucking movie. Yeah, he's flying, like, oh, already
5 seconds.
Oh, by the way, was that the eighth or ninth time we saw his parents die?
Oh my Jesus.
To see his parents die. But, and like, my point is, like, hey, they did it at the beginning of this movie, so they don't have to do it ever again,
right?
But
and it's like
this franchise,
I think that they think that the audience is that dumb, and like, because they're like, hey, you foreshadowed something, you don't have to re-foreshadow it 8 times. We know what's going on.
Yeah. I don't know.
They didn't do it to Superman. They didn't fucking show him flying to fucking Earth from Krypton.
They did in the first movie.
Yeah, in the first movie. How many times did they kill?
This is the first time we're seeing Batman in this franchise. That's my thing. Is that there are going to be people. There's going to be people. You got to think about this. There's going to be people who were born yesterday. They're going to watch this movie in 10 years, and they're not going to have seen the Nolanverse, and they're not going to have seen, mm-hmm. you know, the old stuff. They may not have read the comic books, and this is going to be their first introduction to Batman. They have to know this shit.
Yeah.
It sucks, like, because we've been around long enough, and people before us and after us have all, you know, who have been involved in the Batman universe stuff. They know all this stuff. So it's annoying to see it over and over and over again. You got to think about people in 30, 40 years who are going to watch this movie going, oh, let's go watch this classic.
It's
going to
be rebooted three times since then.
I'm just saying, like, there's people that are going to watch it for the first time that aren't going to know it.
Yeah. I'm just saying, I think we should start every podcast episode with the death of Martha and Bruce Wayne. They should just have the death of it.
I have to say this, though. I thought that instead of having him grab the pearl necklace around her neck and then ripping it off, that the gun hammer snapping the necklace was legit as fuck. Mm-hmm. It looked so cool. It was one of I was like, I like that. That is a nice touch. Yeah. Thank you for making it different. And I'm sorry that you just shot Maggie from The Walking Dead.
Was that her? Holy shit. I didn't realize that.
And then Thomas Wayne is going to be Negan on The Walking Dead. So if you're catching up on that show.
Oh, man. I still haven't seen what he looks like yet. I'm hyped.
Yeah.
The other thing that the big thing that really was terrible, we talked about it earlier, Doomsday.
Shut down.
for me, and this is for me, I loved the Man of Steel. It used CGI in a way that made you feel grounded and rooted in the real world, mm-hmm. and it made you believe that a man can fly. And it's kind of like how they did with the latest Star Wars film. When you use CGI in a way that just it complements the movie instead of being in the forefront. That's the biggest problem with Doomsday, is that you had all these real characters, that everything was rooted. It was really like it was good. And then you have a complete CGI character that still looked like a fucking Ninja Turtle. It completely mm-hmm. took me out of where I was, and it sucked. Like, it really sucked. And you could take the 5 minute, 10 minute fight sequence that was ridiculous, away, and he still sucked. Like, it just the design of him. Like, he always, that's my problem with CGI, is that all these CGI characters all look like they're wet all the time, and it looks like a troll from the fucking.
You know it's bad when Doomsday from Smallville looks more convincing than fucking Doomsday from Batman versus Superman.
I just didn't like it. That was a bad part. And I said that when we saw the trailer, we were like, uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that was the thing. I bitched right when it first happened, and I was like, this is bullshit. This looks like a fucking retarded Ninja Turtle. Mm-hmm. And everyone was like, oh, don't worry. It's going to be Wraith. It's not Doomsday. Everyone, they wouldn't do Doomsday this early. No. And then here I am. I'm like, fuck it. It's going to happen. Like I said, mm-hmm. there we go.
A couple other things about it is I think the film felt rushed in some spots, especially with Doomsday, obviously. But also the film felt like, to me, I don't know about you guys, like they took three different movies and just edited them together. And then it was like, meh, here you go. Like, that's it. Like, it just felt that way for me. Like, Batman, it felt like part of it was a Batman movie, part of it was a Superman movie, and then part of it was the Justice League setup movie. And it just, like, that's where it a lot of it lost it for me, where I wasn't involved. Like, there was no development in the characters to get me involved. You had an entire hour before you even saw Batman versus Superman fight, and instead of focusing that all on the fucking trial of Superman, you could have really developed a little bit better with the relationship between those two and everything, instead of just like, oh, now we fight. Because it felt rushed with Batman looking to go, all right, now I'm fucking him up.
You know? Because they needed to, like, villainize Superman in a way to get Batman to go after him. Because otherwise, you're like, why would Batman go after him? Obviously, he didn't mean to do this. But you get the Scoot McNairy's character who, like, lost his legs and went crazy, and then you had Lex setting up like the ambush in Africa and all this stuff, like to villainize Superman, because people were coming from out of Africa going like, Superman came and killed everybody, wiped out our village, blah blah blah. We know that's not true, but Lex Luthor set it all up. But yeah, it's like one of those, like, man, you know what movie do really good to kind of get past that bullshit that they have to do? Star Wars opening crawl. Just do a crawl text. Yeah. Let me know what happened the past 2 years, and we're good.
I think also
so true.
I think also they missed a huge opportunity. This was called Batman versus Superman, right? This is what people wanted to see. You could have left the Justice League out. Well, even you could have sprinkled some Justice League in, like the files on the desktop. That's all you needed. That's all the foreshadowing you needed, and then you'd be like, oh shit, it's coming together.
I didn't need to see the... Like, it was cool to see the footage. I kind of wish that had been something that had been cut from the movie and put on the DVD as a special feature. Because it was, like, cool to see, but it was like, this does not fit.
Right.
Like,
It doesn't. And it was just like, oh, so Lex built their fucking logos then? Is that what's happening? And so...
Or graphic designer at Lex.
Yeah. So, and then... So I felt like... I felt like this movie, you could have gotten rid of an enemy, and it could have all have been about Batman versus Superman, and you could have had the fight of a century Instead, you had an hour lead up, build up to a 5-minute fight that was like, this is what everyone was going to the movie to see, is this battle, and you got 5 minutes of it before they went, "Hey, it's killing my mama," and he's like, "What do you say?" And he's like, "He's killing mama, my Martha." And
how do you know that name? How do you know that name?
Now I want you to read a missed connection in that voice.
"He's killing Martha." So yeah, I just felt like I was really let down that they built the entire marketing campaign around these two fighting, and we only got a couple minutes of them on screen actually doing it. And I felt like it was a huge blown opportunity. They could have made this film and left Doomsday out of it, and maybe even teased him at the fucking end, like Doug, like we said in the trailer, like fucking he comes out of the fucking somewhere, he does something. You just didn't need all of it. I think you could have done away with it. That's what I think.
Yeah, agreed. I don't know.
The thing that makes
opening crawl would have done so much.
Yeah, it would have, and it would have gave more time for actual like
character development.
I was gonna say customer development, mm-hmm. but yeah, right. And Wonder Woman was in it for like 10 minutes full too.
Yeah, that's the other thing I wanted to bring up. I was like, okay, so Wonder Woman comes in and she's like, "All right, I've been away from the humans race for like 100 years and whatnot." But
yeah,
and I mean, it was cool to see her jump in and do it, but. We already saw it. We saw all that shit already. All the screen time that we've seen, she was in the fucking trailer.
Yep. I'm saying their biggest sin in this whole movie, the biggest mistake that they made, again, is they showed too much in the trailers.
And they released too much. They had 18...
That's the thing. I feel like you went and you saw it and you weren't surprised by anything because you saw it all. Like, I feel like... there's still things we'd be disappointed about, but we'd have a different tune about it in a way because we wouldn't have known it was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And so seeing all of Wonder Woman's fights, like the only thing that was a surprise that they didn't show in the trailer was her using the Lasso of Truth. Like, I was like, hey,
that was cool. That was cool. I was like,
that's
hey.
Awesome.
That was it. Then of course there's the, I think Doug, you wrote this down. Jimmy Olsen. They don't mention him, but he gets fucking killed.
They never name him. They never say his name. And I don't remember if he was even referenced in the first movie. I feel like he wasn't.
He wasn't.
And so, like, yeah, apparently, because I remember, again, Scoot McNairy is the actor's name. I believe it's his name. He played, not Jimmy Olsen, he played the guy that lost his legs. That asshole. But it was a big, no one knew who he was for the longest time. And so I was like, well, shit, I wonder if he's going to be Jimmy Olsen, because like he's a good actor. I want to see what he is, and like, you know, I remember going to IMDb and seeing someone else listed. Like, well, fuck, that's okay, whatever. And then and they never say his name, and then he gets shot in the head, and it's like, can you retcon that? Can you like just say like that wasn't Jimmy Olsen? Like maybe that's who we had an idea. We decided to go against it. We intentionally cut his name out of the movie so we could bring back Jimmy Olsen later. Because yeah, there's no relationship between Jimmy Olsen and Superman, even though like in the comics and in Smallville and all this shit, they're BFFs. Mm-hmm. Like, and then yeah, like I don't know who he is. I have no. There's no. If you want me to care that you just killed that character, it was none of it. To me, he was a CIA plant.
Yeah,
that went with her. That's what I gathered from this. Yeah, scene.
Lois Lane doesn't do anything for me in I liked her in the first film, but this one, she's just really fucking annoying because she's in the middle of everything and somehow they're having this badass showdown. And it really fucking bothered me that she's the one who's like, I'm going to go get the rod now. I remembered that I threw it in the water. And now, like, she had no like, nobody was talking to her saying, hey, we need the rod to kill Doomsday, but she knew somehow. So she goes to get it, and then Superman goes and picks her up.
Once again, meta acting.
And I'm like, and then the fucking, like, speech before he goes and kills, I was just like, I was so annoyed because I was like, it just doesn't make sense. Like,
Second they did the speech between the two of them, I went, oh shit, they're gonna do it. They're actually gonna do part of the Doomsday storyline, and they're gonna kill fucking Superman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But did
I was like, if Superman lives from this, fuck this movie already.
But did you guys even care? Like, that he, like, did you feel any sort of...
What I cared about the most was not that he died, but it was like, how are they going to do Justice League?
Yeah.
Like, how is he going to play into that? Because he's already casted as being in it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, but how do you... And at this point, Clark Kent also died.
Right.
They also had a funeral for Clark Kent.
How do you not fucking put the... I was just like, come on. Like, put the fucking pieces together.
I guess, like, you know, okay, a reporter for... Whatever. Bullshit. Whatever.
He died on these fucking Doomsday A-bombs that came out
Clark
of fucking
Clark Kent killer. Died, and Superman died. Like, okay, I guess Superman can come back from the dead, whatever. Like, and the world will be like, okay, that's fucking weird. But Clark Kent can never
come... No, he can't come back.
He can never come back.
I think that
he's gonna come back as Mark Fent.
See, I think that in the Justice League, he won't be in. I don't think he'll be in the movie. I think he will be at the end of the movie. I think he comes back for the final fight scene in Justice League. But I think that if Superman is in Justice League, you don't really need a Justice League because he can kind of handle shit on his own. And so I think that he does it. I think maybe he comes back halfway through or at the end to set up Justice League 2. But I don't think he's going to be in the first one. And they did some Inception shit at the end of that fucking movie. And I was just like, come on.
Let him be
not?
Dead for 5 fucking minutes.
I was like, can we? And I saw the comments that he made about that scene. He's like, well, I thought it'd be cool to make people think, motherfucker, we know he's coming back.
Right. Yeah, it's a superhero film. We're completely aware.
Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. I think that he tried to force feed people and think that they're just completely idiots. And I was just like, come on.
What I hope happens from this, and obviously it won't, but I've talked about this for years. And once again, seeing it happen on screen really depressed me because it didn't happen the way I wanted it to. And that's probably why I'm so butthurt about this movie. But I was always saying,
you're so butthurt.
I really am. Every time someone says the word, every time someone says Doomsday, my blood pressure goes up. Yeah, because
your sphincter gets a little bit tighter.
Oh, dude, so tight. You only get like a pinky in there.
It's not bad.
Yeah, the original way I wanted it is like they could have had a trilogy with this. They could have did part one, set it up. We have to set up the whole Justice League first, then do the whole Death of Superman. Part one is Death of Superman. Mm-hmm. At the end, he dies. Part two is the four people that come after him. You've got the other man from Krypton. You've got the Cyborg. You've got Man of Steel. And you got Superboy. Introduce those at the whole – then have them do whatever the fuck they do for the second movie. And then toward the end of that, realize that they're, one of them is the actual Superman. Third one, Return of Superman. Fucking trilogy made. But no. I mean, Hollywood doesn't want to do that shit.
Well, that's why they said that they don't think we're going to see another Superman movie for a while because of the fact that obviously he's dead now. And like, I don't think they knew, I don't know. This is all Snyder's universe because after watching a lot of the interviews, I was doing it last night after I watched the film and I was like, this man has all creative fucking control over this shit. Like complete. Cause he was like, and I was just like, oh my God, I can't. I was like, I can't. Like, I'm glad that they're doing it because I love the DC universe and I love, you know, I'm going to be happy that they're making the films. I think that anything that he directs, we'll close this down. I gave it a 6.5. And I truly believe that what Zack Snyder did was he took some comic books, he lined them up he lined up a whole bunch of cool images on the wall and said, these are our storyboard. Let's fit in the story in between these. Because there were a lot of great shots. But visually, it was a phenomenal movie. Yeah. Like, I was just like the shot with him in space as the sun comes around and then he gets better. I was just like,
that was cool.
I was just like, well, these are some really fucking cool shots. But I feel like they were already pre-planned. And then they were like, well, how do we do a story around this? Mm-hmm. And so I just felt like that. It was really bad. And on a final note, I will, of my thing, I really think that They could have used CW's Barry Allen as the Flash, because when I saw him in the footage, I was like, he looks just as fucking young as him. Mm-hmm. I was like, this is some bullshit.
Yeah, they're about the same age, dude.
Yeah. So anyways,
well, I don't understand what their use of their Flash is, like the Barry Allen Flash on the CW resembles the comic version a little more. Mm-hmm. Like he was maybe not as, like, you know, thickly built as he's, like, kind of tall and lanky, but so is Flash. But Flash is also, he's muscular, because mm-hmm. yeah. I mean, but he's also, like, I think he might be blonde. Isn't Barry Allen blonde? He's not blonde. He's definitely light colored hair. He may not be, like, dark brown. But Ezra Miller, who's playing Flash in the movie universe, like, no, not like, this doesn't look like him at all. Dark hair, like, kind mm-hmm. of, like, you know, even in the thing, I don't remember if his hair was pulled back in a man bun, but his hair, Ezra Miller's hair is pulled in a man bun so often, I just picture it immediately there.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so I just, then that, like, he's a nerd. He's a scientist nerd.
Yeah.
And, like, Flash on the CW does a good job of making him nerdy, but also the kind of, not, I want to say Big Bang Theory hipster nerd, but that kind of nerd. Yeah.
But
this one is just straight hipster.
Like, yeah. Oh my God. That's exactly what I saw. I go, as soon as I saw him, I went, oh, I fucking hate him already. Like, he had a mustache and a little tiny goatee thing, and I was just like, motherfucker. So, anyways, 6.5 from Jeremy. What are your guys' scores and your final, say what your final nail in the coffin of Superman is?
I see what you did there.
I don't know. Like, everyone's ratings to me seems fair, because I think everyone has their own opinions of not only this universe and Zack Snyder, but also of Batman and Superman. Mm-hmm. So, like, I totally agree with your 6.5, knowing you. Like, I think I'd have to still stick around like a 7.5 mm-hmm. around there. Like, because originally I was like 8, and then I was like, meh, 7.8. And now I'm kind of like in between 7.5 and 7.
So it's moving. And that's the other thing why I give a 6.5 is because I could literally not watch this movie again and I'd be fine. Like, totally fine.
Yeah. Like, if I want to see the director's cut with like the 30 additional minutes that they cut out that would have made it R, because I want to know what the fuck they took out of this movie.
Mm hmm.
To get it a PG-13 rating, I guess just gore and stuff, I don't know, but yeah, I enjoyed it. I did not have an issue with it. I know Zack Snyder's not very good at pacing his movies, so this is a huge fault of his also. We talked about a couple times where it's like you're excited stuff's happening and then you're like, why is this here? Like, this is a terrible, I don't need to see this. And then the last quarter was just, that was the part of the movie where I was like, I am over this. Like, mm-hmm. I'm over this part of the movie. I am over the fighting and the slow-mo and the cool effects. Mm-hmm. Like, they're cool looking. It's pretty looking. It's crazy to look at. But I'm tired of all the destruction. And I know they said, like, it's an abandoned dock. Oh,
that was
dock.
A cop-out, too. Like, that was a complete cop-out, because it made me, like, there's no reason. Like, they were like, we can't have a repeat from the first movie.
Yeah.
Where they're like, just let's announce it over the radio.
Yeah. Oh, it's an abandoned.
Oh, it's an abandoned. Everyone's gone home for the day. And I was just like. I was like, well, great. Now I don't care about this movie even more, because there's no reason. I was like, it's just a fight. Okay, fuck it. Whatever.
Yeah. So yeah, like, by the time, I don't know, like, they did a lot of those slow-mo shots that they do in his movies where people are fighting in super slow-mo. But, like, it seemed unneeded at this point, where it wasn't, like, them doing really cool acrobatics off each other and doing cool moves, like in 300 when they're like bouncing off each other and like stabbing dudes. It was just like, oh, I'm getting in a pose, like slow-mo, like, I don't need that.
Also, and then, I think sorry,
there was some not good CG moments with Wonder Woman. Like, okay, so she has her shield and she like reflects a blast from
when she's like this
Doomsday. And I think it's with the shield at that time. Like, the first time she does this, and she gets pushed back, and like then she charges at him, and she just
boom. That looks so fake.
It looked like they just rotoscoped her out in like fucking After Effects, and then just went and zoom. Like, it, like, mm-hmm. no, there was no like her like movement. It was just like a static image of her just woo, like off the screen. I was like, oh. You guys couldn't spend an additional 2 minutes and make that look better? Come on!
The other big thing, Kevin, we'll get to your score here in just a second.
It's going to give it a 2.
Yeah.
Do, 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 do.
The other thing that I fucking, like, I was just like, in 18 months, it looks like they rebuilt Metropolis almost completely. And I was just like, there was miles and miles and miles of complete wasteland from the fucking world consumer or whatever the hell it's called from the first movie. And I was like, where the fuck did all that go? Like it was, the whole city was almost crushed. And I was like, in 18 months, you're telling me in 18 months they've rebuilt everything? So,
well,
that was the only other problem I had with it.
I think the first movie they said that thing barely took out like less than a quarter of Manhattan. Holy shit! Sorry, of Metropolis.
But the ship was right there.
Well, that was a ship that we saw crash. That was later. It wasn't the one that was crushing the Earth.
Okay.
I don't know where that went. I had the same question. Like, because we saw the one that was in the Indian Ocean mm-hmm. that was like sunk underneath or whatever. So, okay, that makes sense. Because they're like, people are pulling out scrap and stuff. Right. And I don't know, maybe in 18 months, maybe you can clear all
so you cleared damage it all from out. That.
But.
You cleared it all out, and which is BS, because if you looked at the like 9/11 stuff, it took like 2 years to clean all that out alone.
Yeah.
And like to get rid of everything.
Because everything was still on fire for so long.
So I was just like, but anyways, Kev.
But at the same time, you got Superman. That's the thing that we're not remembering that Superman
true.
Exists.
That's true. He could have cleaned it up. All right, Kevin, what's your score and your final thoughts?
Once again, I went into it with low expectations, and I started feeling pretty good about it, and then the last quarter of the movie just fucked me over. I'm going to go with a 5 on it.
Mm-hmm.
My personal reasons, once again, and I just think that it should have been closer to the comics. I know they're trying to create this cinematic universe, but DC seems to be shooting themselves in the foot every movie they make. I don't know why they're trying to distance themselves from the comics, seeing as the comics are the source material is what made it so popular. I could understand trying something new, but fucking over origin stories. Marvel's
doing the same too, though.
But once again, Marvel doesn't have their full cast, or they don't have the full rights to everyone. So they have to fucking improvise. Well,
what's the biggest problem with it? Do you just not like the fact that they're killing people now?
I don't give a shit. Like I said, I had no problem with the killing. I think, once again, this should have been separate movies. They should have been a bigger lead up to this.
Yeah.
There should have been a separate Batman movie. There should have been the Justice League movie before the death of Superman.
They are rushing things. You know?
Yeah, they way rushed it because they know that Marvel has movies coming out all the way to what? To 2027?
Mm-hmm.
2022?
Yeah, so they've got all these. They've got their plan, and DC is playing catch up. And think about it. You guys probably won't get this. It's from a wrestling point of view, but think of DC as like the WCW and Marvel being WWE, where it's like Marvel's doing stuff that's innovative. DC's trying to play up the innovation to them and trying to catch up to them, but they just can't do it, and they're always like two steps behind.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
the only thing that put DC ahead of Marvel at any point was Nolan's Batman series.
Yeah.
You know. And it sucks because then they just stayed with it. They're like, all right, cool. Now everything needs to be dark and gritty, which it didn't need to be. I mean, as we've seen through Daredevil and through Ant-Man and through other comic book movies that were very successful, even Guardians of the Galaxy, there was no fucking.
I was going to say Daredevil. Daredevil.
Yeah, but even dark. If you want to talk even comics, DC has always been known for being darker.
True.
It has, but yet they cannot convert that to movie formats. TV shows are another story. I don't understand why they're not just getting their TV show writers to do these movies, because they're doing fantastic work with the sources that they're given, and it seems like every time they make a movie, the movie falls flat.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Well, we've only had two outside of Nolanverse.
Oh, and one more. Fuck Doomsday. Fuck all 30 feet of him for no reason. Fucking Cloverfield looking motherfucker with X-ray or like fucking heat vision for no reason.
Don't
fucking
think he looked like Cloverfield.
He looked like fucking shit.
He definitely looked like dog shit. Turds.
Like dog shit.
You were right on the first time. I think right on the money the first time where he looked like a rejected, retarded Ninja Turtle.
It's bad when Michael Bay is like, nah, we'll go a different direction with this. So that's where, yeah. Like
they probably just called up his production house and was like, "Yeah, you guys got any like turtle designs you made?"
No, they didn't even call them. They went into their trash after they were done for the day, and they were like, "See what you can pull up from them."
All right, so that's our review. We try to make it short and sweet, but obviously there's so much in this movie. If you're still listening, thank you for listening. Go out and see the movie. I always like to end it, our reviews, by saying this. Don't always believe us, because everybody, you know, has their own opinion, and you may end up loving the movie. Or yeah, you may agree with us. We don't know. But go out and see it. It's still worth it to go see it at least once, because it's still a fine film.
Yeah.
It's just it's mediocre by all of our standards.
Yeah. So. Our if you were to average out our reviews, we're at a 6. It's 6 out of 10.
Yeah, and I would say, obviously, form your own opinion on anything you see. I mean, this is just us. We're all different, you know. Mm-hmm. And
that's why I said, that's why when I was saying what my review was, I was like, I agree with your 6.5. Like, that makes sense to me. I get it. Like, I get your 5, like, because everyone has their own opinion. Everyone likes things differently.
Yep.
Like, but it would be different if we're talking about, like, you know, Daredevil, and one of you was like, no, I'm 2. I'd be like, no, you're a fucking idiot. Go back and watch that show.
Oh, yeah. Shit. Oh, you know what? In the Suicide Squad trailer before the movie, probably outshined the goddamn Batman vs. Superman.
I'm really excited for that movie. Like, I don't know. That's I think that the best thing that's going to come out of this DC universe is going to be the movie is not made by Zack Snyder.
Yeah.
That sucks too, because I really liked the Dawn of the Dead remake, and I really liked Watchmen.
Yeah.
And Watchmen was about as close to the material as anything, like almost word for word, except for the ending, because, you know, the ending was batshit fucking crazy.
You had to make that for a person who didn't read the comics and is getting that shoved into a two-hour movie. Like,
even
okay, how can we do
this?
Even people
who read the comics were like, what the fuck happened to that ending?
Well, I know, but I'm saying, like, you had to make it into an ending that was more palpable for people who hadn't read the comics, because if you read the comics, you're still kind of like, what the fuck is happening?
That's what I'm saying. Like, the comic book reader, like, the ending in the movie was better than the one that happened in the comics.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
It made more sense.
It made more sense. It made way more sense.
Spoiler for The Watchmen. The actual ending of the movie, like, some fucking octopus comes out of nowhere. And, like,
yeah, the comic. Like, some cosmic squid comes out of nowhere.
I don't even know what he did after that, because it was fucking
weird. It blew up. And it, like, blew up part of the world. And there was, like, octopus guts everywhere.
So I can understand why they changed the ending on Watchmen, but for the most part, that movie was spot the fuck on, like line for line. I remember reading the comic an hour and a half before seeing Watchmen, and it was like the lines were fucking, the scenes were dead on.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's get out of here. Other people got shit to do in their lives, so enjoy the movie. We enjoyed it, kind of. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
And be sure to check out our normal podcast every Tuesday, the 8bitgeek.com. It's there. It's on iTunes. It's everywhere. And we'll see you next time.